Don't worry, you're in the right place. Resilient Faith Online is now Amplify Your Authority. I'm Marissa Shadrick, and I'll continue to bring you a wonderful blend of powerful marketing strategies with a touch of personal growth insights for business success. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode. Hello, my friends. I don't know about you, if you take a look at the past year and assess what has worked and what hasn't, things that maybe you didn't do well or things that went really well and how you're going to tee up the new year. Well, I do that, and I'm going to share some of my thoughts in this podcast episode of the things that have worked, some of the things that I predict for 2024, and some observations. So I hope you tune in and watch, because this may be a game changer for you for the coming year. So stay tuned. Welcome. I'm Marissa Shadrick, host of the Resilient Faith Online Show. I'm an online marketing coach and certified copywriter. And in this podcast, you'll find a different perspective on the external and internal challenges we face as online entrepreneurs. Join me for some inspiration and practical tips as we create positive change in the world. To continue the conversation, join me in my private Resilient Creator community. Go to marissashedrick.com/community. Hello, hello, my friends. We are almost at the end of the year at the time of this recording. And I always like to assess the year and see what's working, what's changed, what's happening online, customer behavior, all of those things. And I thought it would be fun to just create a podcast where I share some of my thoughts and some of the things that I suggest for the coming year to help you market your business. So whether you're a coach or whether you're a course creator or a service-based person that provides some type of service, this podcast may be for you, and it may help you streamline your marketing efforts for the coming year. I'm Marissa Shadrick, and I'm your online business development consultant. I help you with branding and copywriting and strategy to bring everything together so that you can sell more products and services and be able to serve more people and be visible and grow your platform. So I have my notes and my coffee. This is going to be very chill. It's just some of my own notes from reflecting the past year. So I'm just going to be very honest and candid with you and share what I have. So looking at the marketing shifts in 2023, to be able to position ourselves for the coming year for 2024 is really important. So let me just say that as I've looked back, and I think you will agree with me, one of the things that's been a real huge game changer this year in 2023, whatever time you're listening to this podcast, I'm recording this at the end of 2023 in December, but the big change that happened was obviously OpenAI, and as everyone knows it as ChatGPT. That started in 2022 in November, and by 2023, by spring, it was just building momentum. And oh my goodness, by summertime, a lot of the tools that we've used in the past, lots of tools, Zoom, all kinds of tools, have incorporated some form of AI. It is not going away. It is here to stay, and it's only going to continue to move into the next year and coming years. It's been a big part of it. So in looking at AI and looking at the advantages and disadvantages, I'll be honest with you. There are some advantages for ideation. I've done some other podcasts on AI where I share my thoughts on that. But in a nutshell, there is a place for everything. I'm never going to give you complete absolutes, because there's always that one person that just breaks the rule and is able to just crush it, right? But what I can see from working with clients and working with some of the people in my private groups is that AI can provide great ideation. In other words, it will be able to give you some ideas of things to get you started. And if you provide great input, and again, you have to know what to input. And that's why, being a copywriter, I know more of the type of things that I want it to spit out. But even at the very best, when I give it all the instructions, when I give it great input, it's still only about 50 to 60% accurate or good enough to post somewhere. I still have to clean it up. I still have to not only put it in my own voice, but also strategically write it so that it will be able to increase clicks or downloads. It's not one of those tools yet, maybe in the future, that's copy and paste. So there is a lot of work still. It's not something that's going to just automatically give you great stuff. If you're getting great results by copy and paste, kudos. Yay, that's great. But most of the time, from what I've seen, it's not a turnkey type content, but it does have its benefits. It can help you get started and give you ideas for content creation. Now, here's the problem with it. Because of it, everyone has gone crazy with ChatGPT and AI. There's even AI articles that are being produced on LinkedIn. It's more content, more posts, more things, because they're saying, oh, this is great. I could just put some things in. I've got tons of content. I could just post. And we're getting inundated. The internet is getting inundated with more information. I mean, do we really need more information, right? I think most of us have information fatigue. There is so much information out there. What it needs is your personal stories, your wisdom, your expertise, findings, things that AI can't produce because it's not an entrepreneur, for one, and it can't produce that. And so we're inundated with just more information. So what does that do? When we have more information, it becomes very crowded and it gets even harder to be seen and heard because now the dam has broken and the waters have risen and there's just so much of it. And after a while, people get tired of it, right? This just was a natural thing of everybody thinking I can do more now, or I could be more consistent or post more frequently or create a book or whatever it might be. And I think that in the long run, with everyone doing that, has created more noise out there and more noise that's just information. What we need is the wisdom and the application of some of these things. How does it work in a real life situation? And since I'm in the trenches like you, I'm always testing, I'm always building, I'm selling, I'm doing all the things that most people do. I have a very small team. I only have two people on my team, and one is my CPA and one is my web guy that keeps my website secure. But everything that I do, I really highly value personal touch. And so a lot of my outreach, a lot of the things that I write, even my emails, it's me. I'm not outsourcing it to someone else. Right now in my business, I feel that's really important because that's part of what sets me apart. I'm very approachable and people can reach me and talk to me and get on a call with me. And I'm happy to do that. It's a win-win because I'm able to help them. And sometimes all they need is a little tiny tweak, or they need to double down in one area. They might tell me that they're doing like multiple things, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And as I listen, I can say, you know what? Double down on number 3 and go there, go deep on that. And so sometimes they just need an outside voice, and other times they want to know about my programs and they join. So in any event, we need to remember that just more is not enough. How is that strategically going to work into bringing them into your ecosystem, your email service provider, and begin nurturing them and leading them towards something that would be of value to them? That's really what we're after, right? We're not just trying to post more. The goal is we're trying to sell something. We're trying to sell and we're trying to build trust first, because we realize that cold traffic, they don't know you. There's people that don't know who I am. They go, who is this crazy lady, right? And I want to make sure that I communicate to them a message that builds trust, that is educational, that is supportive, that has information that they can use to build that trust and earn the opportunity to serve them in a deeper manner. So the challenge is the internet has been flooded with more information. And so that is creating some difficulties. We'll have to see how all that turns out. If you use AI to help you with whatever you were doing before the AI boom, and you want to just enhance and maybe just take something that you've written and pop it in there and ask it, analyze this. What am I missing? That might be a good way to go about it. And then take its recommendations and see if they're valid for your business, right? For your business, for your audience, and then maybe apply some of those recommendations to improve and enhance. That's been the biggest change that I saw in 2023, the AI boom. I think we're going to look back and remember 2023 as the AI boom. It's just one of those things that's really going to stay in history as far as online marketing, in my opinion. So what I've observed, here's some things that I've observed, and then I'll end with some recommendations for you guys. What I've observed is that video is still great content, but we have to be very strategic. Again, why are we creating video? How is it going to work with the other things that we're doing? It has to be part of a system that you're creating, a marketing system. It can't be just a one-off here and a one-off there, and I'll put this article over here, and I'll throw this video over there, and I'll do a reel over here, and I'll just kind of throw it here and there and see if somebody reaches out to me. No, no, that's not the way to do it. You want to create content. In other words, take a topic and figure out, how does this topic bring them into my resources or into my world where I can continue to help them? Now, for example, video being so popular the way it is, you could take something like podcasting and you can record the podcast, and many podcasters are now providing the video as well. That's a great way to leverage your time, right? You've got a guest, you've scheduled the appointment, you record the podcast, you have not only an audio, but you also have a video. Then you can do a short reel about that podcast and point them to either the YouTube or the audio on iTunes or Spotify. Or if you're real smart and you have it on your website and you have everything there on your website, the audio player, the YouTube, the show notes, the transcript, the description, all of that. If you have it there, direct them to your website. See, you have to figure out, how is all this going to support each other? It's like having a team. They all need to support the bottom line or the goal that you have. And that's where I see where there's a break. It's not all cohesive. There's a little here and a little there. You have to figure out, what is it that you want to sell? And look at your quarterly goals and figure out, how am I going to leverage? What is the content that I'm going to provide, whether it's written, whether it's audio, whether it's video or live stream? And how is that going to work? How is that going to be my top of the funnel content, and how am I going to bring them in? And the strategy is so important. Otherwise, if we don't have a strategy, we're going to burn out. We're going to get discouraged. We're going to say, it doesn't work. Nobody's commenting, nobody's clicking, nobody's doing anything. I have some thoughts on that as well, but I'll share more on this in just a second. But a lot of times people want to be on YouTube because YouTube is the second largest search engine, right? The first being Google. And so people think, well, if I'm just there, it's a search engine. And if I use keywords, they're going to find me. Everybody wants everyone to find you. You've got to find the people. You've got to get in front of the people that you want to work with. It's not just build it and hope they'll come. It's not just build it and hope they'll schedule an appointment. That's not enough these days, because your competitors are taking one step further and they're actually reaching out and having conversations with these people and saying, let's schedule a call. If we just create content and then hope, it's just not going to get us where we need to be. Because competitors are going a little deeper in that prospecting area. They're connecting with people, or they're scheduling calls and they're talking to people and they're creating funnels. So I understand the desire to be able to use YouTube as a search engine. And I understand that it's the second behind Google. But just creating more videos, again, is not the answer. How does it work into your system? So the question would be then, well, if I'm using YouTube because it's a search engine and it's the second largest and Google is the first, how do I rank on Google, right? So what people have done to rank on Google is, of course, they use keywords strategically, but oftentimes that's not enough. They'll have paid ads, and you see that when you search on Google. But the other thing a lot of people miss that I find interesting is that if you have a LinkedIn account and you're a B2B business, LinkedIn ranks on Google. They have an incredible way. I mean, most of the time when you look up someone, you'll either see their website and you'll see LinkedIn. If they're on LinkedIn and they're active, you see LinkedIn. That's one of the things I love about LinkedIn, because I don't have to do anything but just post what I post on LinkedIn, and Google does the rest, and Google favors LinkedIn and it ranks on Google. So, you know, that's something to think about, right? That there's the benefit to posting on LinkedIn. I don't often see Instagram and I don't see Facebook when I do a Google search of a person. I see LinkedIn. So it's interesting. That's an observation. I'm giving you my observations now. So LinkedIn, as while we're on the topic, LinkedIn growth has been incredible. And last year, I predicted that LinkedIn was going to continue to grow. I saw in 2022 how the algorithms changed for ads. A lot of things changed. The Facebook accounts were getting hacked. A lot of people had that struggle. I had that problem. My Facebook account got hacked. People were getting locked out. I got locked out. A lot of things. Now, I don't know if it was like that in 2023 because I pulled my group. I created my own private group and I said, I can't have something that's unstable, right? And so I predicted that LinkedIn, I don't know if they're all from Facebook, okay, but I know that there has been growth on LinkedIn because LinkedIn has changed. It's no longer that suit and tie kind of platform. And LinkedIn has provided users incredible features, search features. It's been about, let's see, LinkedIn had a birthday in 2023, 20 years old. It was founded by Reid Hoffman, who built the initial version of LinkedIn. And he did it in his living room, by the way. So all you entrepreneurs that are working at home from your living room or from an office, just hang in there because those things can create some momentum. But now the original person who created LinkedIn, he's now involved in OpenAI. Go figure, right? OpenAI. So LinkedIn, just to give you an overview, women represent about 42% of LinkedIn leadership. So LinkedIn, you know, when you read articles, they say that's really, really good. I think we could do better. I think we could, ladies out there, I think we could do better. I would love to see that number rise rather than 42%. It's not so suit and tie. It's a very affluent platform because there are businesses in there. And one of the things that I love about it, even though it doesn't have as many users or members like Instagram or Facebook, I don't think that's a bad thing. I think Instagram and Facebook is so inundated with users and members, but LinkedIn is still, I think, still the best kept secret ever because there's opportunity there to be seen, plus with all the features. And like I said, it's people of position, people that are affluent, people that are really serious about business. And they say that this is something that I've had people say to me. I said, well, my audience isn't there. Because about 60% of LinkedIn users are between 25 and 34 years old. And there's also a prediction that a lot of TikTok users are going to move over to LinkedIn. Go figure. That's a jump, right? But I don't understand that, but that's what I read. But the thing is, the way I use LinkedIn, I don't care what they tell me about the demographic, because I use LinkedIn to find specific people and specific audiences that are aligned to what I do. So it doesn't matter. I'm not trying to appease the algorithms, right? I'm going beyond chasing vanity numbers and algorithms. I am using the search tools and I'm using the many tools that LinkedIn has to find people, to find an audience that aligns. So that doesn't have anything to do with anything, as far as I'm concerned. I don't care if the age group is 12 years old. I'm not searching for 12-year-olds. I'm searching for other people. So that's something that I want you to keep in mind, that just because they say this is this age group, if you're initiating the conversation, if you're initiating the connection, you're finding the ones that are very much aligned to what you do. And it does have the incredible features. It has the creator mode, which started in 2021. And a lot of those features just are amazing. One of them being the LinkedIn newsletter, And I've been slowly upping my game. I started with LinkedIn at the end of 2022. So it's been just about a year. And I have made more money through connections on LinkedIn. And through my predictions of 2022, I made more money in 2023, applying what I felt to be true. And that's some of the things I'm going to share here today. So creator mode, one of the wonderful things about it is that you can create newsletters on LinkedIn for more visibility. Now, I created a company page as well. I've been slowly learning and implementing more things, but it has, let's see, as of April 2022, 29 million unique people were subscribed to at least one LinkedIn newsletter. So it's a great way to, and again, LinkedIn gets ranked on Google. So I'm seeing, and if I'm going to put a newsletter anywhere or an article, because there's lots of platforms for articles, but again, is it working within what I'm already doing, or is it another thing that I got to spin the plate? I don't want a bunch of plates that I have to spin. I want to focus on one area and have that support all the other things. So to me, I'm thinking for LinkedIn to up my game, and I'll just be very candid and honest with you. I created a company page because I'm going to broadcast my podcast live through my company page on LinkedIn and then do all the post-production afterwards. And then once a month, I'm going to take one of those podcasts, whichever one had more visibility and had a better number, I will create a newsletter because the content's already created and I can create a newsletter. So I'm not reinventing the wheel. And then my company page will have a newsletter, will have the podcast, and I could always share what I put in my profile. But do you see what I mean about finding a way to market where everything supports itself, everything? You're not creating separate things and trying to figure all that stuff out. My reels, I do not do them on Instagram anymore. I do them somewhere else so that I can share them everywhere. Because sometimes if I do it on Instagram, maybe I just don't know how to use them right, but it has really cool features for all the text displays and all the stickers and all this wonderful stuff. But then I can't really download it to my camera to share it somewhere else. So I created somewhere else and then I put it on Instagram. I put it on LinkedIn. I put it on Facebook. I put it even on YouTube Reels. I keep it under 60 seconds. So what I'm saying is whatever you're doing, is there a better way to do it so that you can get more bang for your buck instead of being so siloed in I'm doing this here and I'm doing that there and nothing is really connecting. So that's my thoughts on LinkedIn. Now, 2024 recommendations, I'll go through these very quickly for you. From my observations, I feel like there's either a new flood of people that maybe.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Many coaches, consultants, service providers, and even course creators understand the power of having an email list. It is your greatest asset. However, lead magnets have not been converting like they used to. The market has changed. Hi, I'm Marissa Shadrick, online marketing consultant, certified brand and certified copywriter. I've got a brand new membership program and it's called Amplify Your Message. This private membership is exclusively to help you with your lead acquisition, your lead magnets. It's so affordable. Anyone can be a part of this. Only $29 a month, and I show up for coaching calls. We brainstorm ideas. I give copy critiques. I help you improve your lead acquisition process. You can get all the information at marissashadrick.com/community. I'll see you there. Take care. Do not have all the basics down yet for online marketing, or maybe we've gotten so used to the basics that we've kind of neglected the basics and we're thinking that there's some magic bullet out there to get me more visibility and to help me sell more of my product or services. We need to remember that the basics does become the foundation for your business. And that is something that you create and continues to work for you. For example, your website. You know, is your website updated? You know, one of the things I'm doing is I'm giving my website a facelift. My podcast is going through a name change, and it's going to be called Amplify Your Authority. So it will change very soon by the end of the year. My membership is changing, and it's going to be Amplify Your Message. And then I have my product, which is my group coaching, Amplify Your Authority. So I'm changing a lot of things so that everything works together. So your website. And in order to give your website the best opportunity for downloads and resource, you want it to be very clear. So your brand narrative needs to be very clear. Sometimes we slap these things up and we think good enough and it's not working. We wonder why. We need to spend time and make sure that it says what it needs to say and emphasize on the website the value that you bring that's outcome-based. In other words, you want to help them imagine the after story, right? And you can have some pain points in there, but they need to know, what am I going to get out of this? Because it's all that what's in it for me. So it has to resonate in a way that they know exactly what the benefit is for them, right at the top of the fold, and then a button there so they can download something that makes sense, right? And that brings me to the lead magnet. There's a lot of people that I've realized this year, and it's not just one person, I've just noticed that lead magnets, they either don't have one, they either have one and they say it's not working, it's not that great, and they've kind of forgotten about it, they've never updated it, or they created it and they haven't finished the process of a lead magnet. But you want to have a really good lead magnet idea that aligns with what you sell, right? So you give them a taste. It's sort of like getting that sample taste, like when you're going somewhere and they give you a sample, like you go to get ice cream and they give you a sample of ice cream, or you go to Costco and they give you a sample, or you go to one of those chocolate places and they'll give you maybe a sample. You want to give them a sample of what they can expect. So the lead magnet's really important to think what that's going to be and why they would want to download it. They would have to clamor to get this because it's so important. And from there, you need a really good opt-in page and thank you page. And then you need an email sequence. And I like keeping it to either a minimum of 3 or 5 before they join the entire list. And then where are you leading them in that? There has to be a reason for that. And even on the thank you page, if you're going to have ads, you can begin to have maybe an order bump on the thank you page. That's just a small, small amount. Really what you're doing is you're trying to see who's really serious. And so it could only be, you know, $7, $9, $12, a low amount. And then it tells you this person is really serious, because even though it doesn't sound like much money, and we're not doing this to make money, we're doing it to see who's really interested and also to offset potential ad costs, Facebook ad costs. If you decide to go that route and you have a lead magnet that everybody loves and you think, maybe I should put some ad money behind this, it will help offset the cost. And so all of these things you need to think through for your business. So everything is, when you say it, turn it on, it's all working together. And I think the problem I've seen is that we're doing multiple things, but nothing's working together. It's almost like they're fighting each other, you know, because we're working on this thing, they're working on that thing, and it's all separated. Anytime you create anything, you should consider, how can I create this so I can repurpose it or use it in another way? Okay, so there's on lead magnet. So we need to focus on our website. We need to focus on our lead magnet. We need to focus on traffic. That's big. Traffic. How are you going to get traffic to it? How are you going? It's not enough to just post it or list it on your Facebook page, right? It's not enough. How are you going to do that? You want to expand your reach. And so there's ways that you can do that. It just really depends on the business, because it's not a cookie cutter. It's not. It's really a lot of what I do with clients. There's a lot of customization so that it works for them. And so it aligns with their brand. And so, and where they show up, maybe LinkedIn is not where you show up. So that's important, is the strategy. How am I going to get in front of audiences? And then the other thing that I think is really important these are some of the basics of my recommendations, is always be thinking about building relationships, aka relationship marketing and networks. I will say it again because this is really important. This is what's helped me earn more revenue in 2023. Building relationships and networks. Very, very important. You need to start those conversations. And a lot of times people think, oh, that takes so much time and I don't need another call and I need to now DM them. But I'll tell you, my friends, this is what's going to help you find those opportunities to be able to find affiliates for maybe something, a launch that you're doing, or find an opportunity to share your training on another platform, to be a guest on podcasts. We don't do it alone. Nobody that's successful has done it alone. They have had opportunities to speak at large conferences or to be able to collaborate with other entrepreneurs. That's how they've grown their business. Think back. Anybody that pops in your mind right now, think back. And there's probably been collaboration because we don't do it alone. The other recommendation I have is have a full spectrum of products. Start with your signature product, whatever it is. Like if somebody could say, I want everything that you have to offer. I don't want to buy these other, I want, what is it that where I get it all? Have that and then work backwards. How can I take a slice of this and create not just a signature offer, but create a mid-range or mid-priced offer? And how can I take that and create a low offer? Maybe a template or something that's in that mid-range offer and create some type of low offer. And from all of that, consider what makes sense as far as a lead magnet to bring him in. That's what we call a funnel or the customer journey, and not have it so disconnected. I think what happens is when people first start, they're not thinking yet their signature. They're thinking first a lead magnet. I need to grow my email list. So let me like figure out like what is it people want. And it's not aligned to what you're going to sell because all they're thinking about, and then their email list goes cold or dead, because then when you do figure out what you want to sell, there's a disconnect. And those people that you have in your email list aren't interested in that. So it's very, very important to make sure that as you grow your email list, it's aligned correctly so that you don't have those problems later with your email marketing. It's really, really important. So you want to have multiple products. And here's why. You want to increase your closing rate when you have those one-on-one calls. When you share some signature product and they say, well, I'm not ready, you have two other things that you can offer them. And you can increase your closing rate, maybe not on that signature product, but in those other products that you have, when they say, oh, that's a little bit more comfortable. And that's where I'm kind of at right now. I don't think I'm ready for the signature product. You obviously give it a name, right? But this sounds like something that I can incorporate right now. And then they buy that. You're starting to create multiple streams of revenue. There's more to talk about multiple streams of revenue because there's memberships and other things that you can do because you want to focus on getting retainer clients and you want to focus on having that reoccurring revenue. But this is important. And with that, it's important to sell. It's not just enough to post and hope that they're going to click and schedule a call with you. It's important to take the initiative and create things where you have an opportunity to propose an opportunity, right? Otherwise, people won't buy, right? And so you need to consider, how am I going to sell? What's the best way? Is it one-on-one calls? Is it workshops? How am I going to do this? Okay, so moral to the story here, expert guesting is a great way to increase your traffic instead of, you know, spaghetti marketing. And spaghetti marketing is just throwing it against the wall and hoping something will stick. And then being disappointed and frustrated and burnt out from all the content you're creating on social media. So it's important to be very strategic, not do the spaghetti on the wall, and figure out how everything works together. And this is important. And building those relationships, a sustainable network, will help you in the business growth. And even if you begin to implement ways to sell and create those opportunities to talk to people, consider what it is that you want to sell. Sometimes we're going to need to stop doing something. Maybe we're creating too much content. Maybe we're writing articles and we're creating podcasts and we're doing lives and we're doing all these things. And we're so busy throughout the week that we don't have time for appointments with people. Maybe we need to pull it back a little and focus on one. I love the power of one. One, one, one. One social media platform, one strategic marketing effort, one lead magnet. And as you double down on that and you go deep on that, you see what's working, what's not, where can I tweak it? So you need to know, you know, what to sell, how to price it. You have those sales conversations. What do you say on a sales conversation, right? Those are all things very, very important. Those are things that I teach. I teach that in my program in Amplify Your Authority. All about the marketing, which is not only your messaging, but it's also your lead magnet and the funnel that goes with it. The second month we talk about traffic and I help you create your talk. Like, what would you talk about? I help you create your media kit. I help you find those audiences where you can be a guest on. And then the third month, we really double down on all your products. What other products? What have you not thought of? So these are my recommendations for the coming year and some of my observations. I could be right, could be wrong. But I know in 2022, I did this. And what I implemented in 2023 did increase revenue. And I had other people that were able to also increase revenue, really find their ideal messaging, really align with their audience. And everything is like domino effect. Once you have that, it's like the cornerstone where everything else falls into place. And then you have a system. You have a system. They call it a funnel, but you have a system that now it's just knowing that everything is working and you find out where the bottleneck is or what you need to tweak. And it becomes so much easier as you look at analytics. So hopefully that gave you some hope for the coming year with the recommendations I have. If you're interested in Amplify Your Authority, there's some spots open for January of 2024. This podcast has been recorded in December of 2023. I am happy to talk with you. I am happy to share the link where you can check it out. But this is where we go deep and this is where I help everyone and I show up and we literally will take copy. I'll put it up on the Google Doc. I say, share your Google link. I'll go in there and I will be writing, reshaping it, moving it around. I always tell them to give me a copy because I get in there and we start doing it. We start doing it. We do work. We do work, especially in the 90 days. It's called a 90-day intensive because we get it done. We get it done because it shouldn't have to be this complicated. It shouldn't have to take you a year, 2 years, 3 years to make money. It shouldn't. You need to be able to start right away and hit the ground running and start making those dollars. And then you can increase the price if you want, if you're feeling unsure. But it's all about you have a business because you're trying to earn revenue. You're trying to create a lifestyle that works for you. I'm trying to do that as well. I work from home because I have a daughter and a granddaughter here in the morning. I'm making breakfast for the granddaughter, right? In the evening, you know, when she comes home from school, there's things I need to do. I'm balancing a lot of things just like you are. And this works for me. And I know this works for many of you. And my intent is to retire my husband so that he can take some time off because he's been working so much and he had some health issues. And I want to make sure that he stays healthy. So everyone has a reason. My story is not unique. Your story is the same. I want to help you do that. And when I say I want to help you do that, I get involved. And if people get stuck along the way, I get on a call with them. And it's not one of these like 15-minute phone calls. I get on a Zoom call with them. And if we need to talk 30 minutes, 60 minutes, and sometimes 90 minutes, we do it to get you to the next step. It's all about get it done and move forward and start offering your products and services and start selling. There's so much that bottlenecks And really what you need to do in business, you need to be prospecting, which is your funnel, and you need to be selling and not waiting. You need to do it right away. So if this is of interest to you, I highly recommend you checking it out. There's some testimonials there, videos, people that have shared their thoughts in there as well. But this is where I bring everything to the table. My copywriting, my branding experience, my award-winning speech competition skills, I bring it all to the table. So you get it all, and you get all the other products that I have inside of our platform as well. So it's a great opportunity. It's really affordable for what you get. And if you're interested, I would not hesitate. I would grab a spot because we're going to start right after the new year. So until next time, take care. I hope this was helpful. And we will have a few more podcasts before the end of the year. I know everyone is getting ready for the holiday season, and it's been a joy to share these tips for you. Whether you work with me or not, I want to wish you the best for 2024. All righty. Take care. If you enjoyed this podcast and you'd like to be part of the Amplify Your Authority podcast community, I would be thrilled. Not only do you get the Monday Marketing Memo, quick reads to help you start the week, but you also receive each new episode in your inbox with all the links, all the show notes, and all the content upgrades. You'll also have an opportunity to submit your copy for critique live on LinkedIn when we record the podcast, or if you'd like to be a guest, there'll also be information on how you can do that. Thanks so much. Hope to see you inside the community.